Thank you for joining us. We're so glad you're here. Brother Freedom just prayed for a person in India, but we're so thankful. Thank you for your emails. Thanks for joining us. And God bless you. This is Sunday morning here. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. And we just come to worship you and love you and obey you. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom and anointing him. Thank you for giving him wonderful words from the throne room. Lord, you send such wonderful words. We just thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Micah is going to read some scripture for us.
This is the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye have straitened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Thank you very much. What you pray to?
Lord, thank you for your mighty blessing upon this service. We want to praise you, Lord. We come before you with thanksgiving because you're the giver of all good things, Lord. And we're looking for good things from you today by your power, by your might, by your spirit, Lord, and your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom. We pray for your words to flow forth from this place through the internet to touch the hearers wherever they are today in Jesus' name. And we pray for your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Uttaramashina makumasila rakanamasi. For I say, my beloved, my coming is soon, but my say, my people are not ready. My people are not looking that time. But I say, I'm coming for those who's looking. For those who look to me, I will strengthen them. And I will help them while they're here. And I say the reward is great, because I say it's going to be a reward that you cannot even believe. It's beyond description. It's beyond imagination. And I say, be careful this last hour, because I say the enemy has great power. He wants to take out everyone he can. But I say, if thou shalt be vigilant, searching for me, I will find thee, and I will keep thee to this hour. It'll be a time of testing. Thy says, let not this come upon you unaware. As many, this time is going to come unaware, and they will not be prepared. And even as the day is Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. I say, be watchful. Remember, I love thee, my ones. I love thee. Search and seek me, and ye shall surely find me. For I loveth thee, my ones. For I shall coming back, and I'm going to take thee home. Remember, I love thee, my beloved. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the move of thy Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit. Wherefore, come out from among them. And that's taken out of the sixth chapter of 2 Corinthians. This has been quite a theme of my life since I really got to where I've feeling the call of my life. I had to keep coming out from among, it seemed like, every place I went. But that's the way the Lord was speaking to me this morning. This message is to whatever level you are. Because when we are saved, we're coming out of our old man. We're coming out of a way that's a different direction. And so as we take on life from heaven, it's different than taking on our inheritance from the principality of the earth. What I'm saying is an earthly inheritance all of us inherited. And we had to be delivered from that bondage to be saved. And being saved is not a light, it's a heavy, a lot of people, it's too lightly. It's a process of taking us out of a bondage, taking us away from God and bringing us back to God. And that's taken as we allow and take on the Lord Jesus Christ, accept Him as our personal Savior, then we become in alignment with the Holy Spirit. And especially if you've been baptized, my life, nothing really happened until I got baptized with the Holy Spirit. It's beyond, I cannot even describe it. And maybe the Lord has probably put a pretty heavy anointing on me, and it's been fairly easy. Especially when I was praying all the time, it was real easy. But I can see very vividly it was by the Spirit. It's by His mighty hand. See, what we see is not what there really is. What we see out there is we see trees, we see grass, we see mountains. But there's a little different thing that you start seeing when you see with the Spirit. You see there's a structure out there round about you that does not want to do good, and they want to be directed by evil intentions, by evil desires. And these desires, these intentions of evil, separate us from our Heavenly Father. The Lord will not look upon sin. I'm not here to scold no one. I want all you know. I'm just trying to help you to realize where we are. Out to the world there, remember what I'm telling you. Maybe we don't understand, but we need to try to understand, because God has a plan for you through the moving of the Spirit. With God, you have to accept it. You don't search it out first. You accept it because He says it. That's why Christians don't go very far, because they got to search it out. No use. It's not, if you have to search it out, it's not by trust. It's not by faith. It builds faith, but you got to accept it through faith. In that action, when He speaks to you, you don't question it. Don't sit down and say, well, and get three or four other people. You don't go to them and say, well, I've got this in my heart. What do you think about it? And see, that's what churches do. What do you think about it? Do you think this is right? You got the church board? But that's against what God's about. They're probably with God, but they don't have the, I'm going to say, they don't have the Spirit of God within them like they should have. It comes by a supernatural trust in Him. I hope everybody around the world or wherever you're at can receive that. The sky is the limit. It's how you react to God, your Heavenly Father, how high you get. If you have a lot of unbelief, it'll pull you backwards. You gotta be strong in faith in the Lord. And I believe the first hurdle that we have to go over, wherefore come out from among them and be separate. Separate means that something looks that's not, you know, I'm in a place at the gym, I'm feeling like I may have to quit one there myself because I don't like what goes on. And I've took up, maybe as long as the Lord tells me to stay there, I'll stay there. But you can feel the vibration of, you can see the little talk that's sort of low, it's devilish. It's devilish. When devilish, it means that the presence of the one that I want is not there. I find myself alone. And being alone is not a good feeling. I know if something happens, that God's Spirit's going to be with me because it's in me. But there's not anything out of me. And that's why as we as God's people, we have to have it in us. Because you're living in a world that's out there. It's a false world. But if you start wanting part of this world, that what's in you leaves you. And so that leaves you vacant. And when you're vacant, you have no offense to what's around about you. It's going to come into you because you're vacant. It's going to force itself into you. And this is exactly how it works. Then you get entangled with wrong thoughts. And first of all, when it first happened, you're feeling good about it. Oh, this is great. But when he finally gets a seal on this chokehold on you, then he says, I got you. And that's what he does. Very wicked. The plan is so wicked, it deceives the very elect. It can. But remember, God is greater. And that's when we have to pray constantly. That's why the Bible says pray without ceasing. It means that. Because it helps you to convey a good substance that spirit within you, it can live within you. He won't live where your spirit gets wrong. We're to pray without ceasing. And we're to give thanks unto God in all things. That giving thanks, people forget about. They get to where they're not sensitive to the one that's made our day a good day. Everything that we do, God must be thanked. You know, when my hand was hurting, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. And my neck, because it wasn't his fault. I was, my own body's falling apart. But I wasn't angry at all. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We got to come to that place. The Lord knew when I had that stroke and I could take it. It's been a hard battle, but I'm taking it. Wherefore, I'm going to come out from among them. And the next scripture says, now be separate. And be ye separate, saith the Spirit of God. Saith, being separated. Come out from among them and be separated. Be singular. Your aim is in heaven. It's not in this world. See, everything we see, the Bible says the love of the eye and the lust of the pride of life, our eye that goes out, will bring us down because it takes away what we have. See, lust generally works through our eyes. A lustful eye is one that's trying to see something he shouldn't see or she shouldn't. It is something that takes away the inward. If we have the Holy Spirit, then it takes where we find ourselves vacant. I just heard this week. I'm learning these things because I didn't know it. The Lord's been letting me know, but I got witness on it. The internet right now, the pornography is so great. And the internet is terrible. The devices are so powerful that people are hooked. They're doomed for hell. We know that as the wages. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is Christ Jesus. And through him, you have eternal life. There's an offense that God gives us to maintain while we're at balance on this earth. That's how we walk on our feet, is a balance. And we as God's people, God says, you don't have to be a super whiz, but you just need to be in balance with the Lord. God wants you to have fun, but you don't have to have evil fun. You can have good fun. You can fellowship with those that feel like you do. That's what church is supposed to be all about. But churches have also, while I'm at it, have got so rotten. Leadership, it's been proven. If I tell you what, I wouldn't want to tell you, but you need to stay away from a lot of church. It's not about the Lord. Even now, it's coming to wicked things. Come to church, do this in our church. But see, they in process to get to this point, they had to lay down back way over here. They weren't really where they should be with God. You don't get there overnight. It's a breaking down. If you've been once to the Lord, there's a breaking down of things that you're doing. Pretty soon you're blinded. You don't see. You're not abstaining from all appearance of evil. You're saying it's okay. Yes, they're okay. They're. That's the first sign that you got trouble. It says, perilous time shall come. And brothers and sisters, we're coming to that day Perilous times are here. For men shall be lovers of themselves. Lovers of themselves. Selfish. People are selfish. Lovers of themselves. Boasters. How many times do people boast? I even hear them on TV boasting. It puts a cold chill in my eyes that they're supposed to be Christian. Because boasting is not godly for a man, a woman, or whatever. We're not to boast in anything but God. It's only through His grace where we can boast. It's only through Him we boast in the Lord. Our boasting is the Apostle Paul says. Our boasting comes if what we do is Scripture, we will not fail. You'll not fail if you stay with the Word of God. If you stay in the Word of God and act in the Word of God, you're going to come out in 2 Peter. Turn right to it. It says, for these things being in the bound, and make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord. See, that's what happens. You were saved, and then pretty soon, here you're not fruitful no longer. You don't possess that what God puts within you. There's a growing that takes a place in you, and you're growing like apples and pears and all these things. But this is in us, and it's a spiritual growth. And when our fruit of righteousness comes into us, and if we neglect to keep ourselves sanctified on the Lord, then our fruit is damaged. You have to get rid of damaged fruit. You cannot keep damaged fruit. You have to have refrigeration or something on to keep fruit. And that's why it takes the Holy Spirit in there to keep that fruit right temperature. Your fruit is just pure ripe. You know, I thought about refrigeration. You know, you take fruit, or you take food and put it in the refrigerator and it keeps. But what do? The other way, you heat it. But lukewarm food will kill you. It spoils. And that's what we do. We get lukewarm. We're taking our suicide. Spiritually suicide. We're taking away this below the level of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. God called me to minister through the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God will take you alive and holy in Him. Without that power, you're weak. You're insufficient. You cannot come against the things of this world. Without the Spirit of God. You can have a form of godliness. But when you deny the power from them, the Bible says, from such, turn away. We're seeing people that don't want the move of the Spirit. But I say, it's suicide, their whole, their being. They're going to get by for a short time. But when they wake up, see, there's no forgiveness when you come against the Holy Spirit. There's no forgiveness. And that's sad. God forgives. But when you go against the Holy Ghost, you're in trouble. The Bible says that God is not slack concerning His promises. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. That's what happens when we allow evilness to come back in our lives. And you don't see it as evil when it's happening. It's just not quite at the level. But see, that level has a way of detouring us down. I've had a neck that comes out of place. And I have to work, keep at it, or just come out. And that's what we are. It starts a little bit, and pretty soon that vertebrae gets out of place, and then you can't talk, you can't walk, you can't very, very much do anything. And that's what we are spiritually. We get these things out of place, are spiritually out of place, and then we're crippled. We gotta see the doctor. We gotta do something because the pain is too heavy, and we can't bear that cross. We can't do the will of God, and God wants us to be anointed. God wants us to shepherd the Spirit of God to be alive in us. He wants us to have victory. He wants us to have knowledge. He wants us to have faith. He wants us to walk in His holiness. He wants us to be obedient to God the Father, God the Son, to God the Holy Ghost. And without that, we're nothing. We become castaways. We become an eagle to the things of this world. Find ourselves in a place of troubles. We find ourselves with no anointing. We find ourselves with no protection. We should be the leaders. And we find ourselves not the leaders. We're the tail. We're backslid. Without the Holy Ghost out there, you cannot make it. It's the Holy Ghost in your life that keeps you acceptable to the will of God. Horrible things are happening in the spirit world. There's only one thing that combats You and your church can't beat it. It takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost. A man, a woman, and the Holy Ghost is the only one who can come against these problems. Says for God, God's going to keep those that are walking justly. He has shown the old man what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Walk humbly with our God. Therefore, wherefore, come out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you. And ye, if you do that, then you're going to be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, my beloved, cleanse thyself from all filthiness of the flesh, perfect in holiness in the will of God. We need to sanctify our hearts totally to the will of God. Because we're not playing with tinker toys. We're playing with our lives. These bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when your body gets my age, there's problems. That's why that we're to serve the Lord all of our life. At the end, when these bodies get out of natural, then you go on to heaven, but you're ready for heaven. It's going to come up short now because God's going to come down through the clouds of glory. A lot of people are not going to make 75, 80 years. God's come, He's on the way back. He's coming back. And we need to be alive in Him. Alive to righteousness. Take on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. These principalities are devilish. They come through something a little shady. Oh, it's all, it's going to hurt me. Yeah, it does hurt you. Abstain from those things. You know, you can take a pour of iron or steel out here, and you get a little bad, something wrong in that whole batch, you got to throw the whole thing out. Because it will not stay together. That steel will crack. It will do. That's what we are. We can't. When God's in the process of molding us, and we can't take any time out here to have to take out our mold and pour a new batch. We've got to stain from all appearance of evil. We got to forsake unrighteousness and pursue loving kindness, tender mercy. Pursue the things of God. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. These are the things that we're pursuing. The other things we're to forsake. We don't teach these in our churches no more. We don't cheat. We don't even have the movement of God. God's going to anoint you, strengthen you, to uphold you. Kamashina Makoto, the glory is here to uplift you. There's great things that's sad, but there's great wrong things that's happening. The things that's great in this world is wrong. The good things are hidden. We don't see them no more. Very few people really Kamashina, they don't even know what the Kamashina is. They don't know how to pray. I'm at your church here a few back years back, and I could not fill a church that didn't know how to pray. That's what people are. We went in for great success, a man's success. Come out from among it. Oh, church, if it's not, you're not growing, come out from among it. Seek God. He'll touch you. He'll bless you. He'll encourage you. But the enemy, when he gets in, it's like a big hook. He gets it in there, and he's going to hurt when he takes that. Unless God helped you, he's going to take something with him. And our bodies are a holy temple unto God. And God cannot see us if he sees a bunch of darkness in us. Without holiness, no man shall live with the Lord. We're in process of God changing us day by day. That time that we accepted Jesus Christ, there should be a change daily, a change little by little, coming close to God. But any time that we start deteriorating our walk and start following the ways of this world, we lose the calling. We lose the anointing. We lose the protection. We lose the guidance. We lose our crown. And we lose our inheritance. And when this is all over with, we come up as bankrupt. Our nation, not careful, is going to be bankrupt. But there's going to be lots of Christians. I prophesy this. Many, many, many are going to be bankrupt. Saddens my heart. Here a couple months ago, I thought I couldn't take it. What's going to happen? It's already happening. God's the answer. And God's still with us. He wants you to come into that place of knowing Him. Having that Holy Ghost baptism, the Holy Ghost that's real. It'll help you stay in the pathway of the Lord. The Bible says the pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. That shining light is only God's light. The enemy comes to bring darkness, to bring bondage. And God's here to set you free, to help you to walk in holy living, to walk in His calling, walk in His strength. It's up to us. We can choose what we want to do. But I say, far as me and myself, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve Him, and I'm going to praise Him, and I'm thanking Him. If I have a neck ache, praise God, I still got a neck ache. I don't have to go out there and like some of these churches, what they believe is terrible. We've fallen that far because of money. We got to keep our churches going because, well, what's going to happen? So what? I have church going. I was the only one that I paid all the for the whole thing. So it's not going to hurt a pastor to have to work. What we're doing is something by God. If something's going to change how I do by some action of somebody, I better leave that action. I better find me another direction because my first calling is with God. Anything don't align with Him, I got to see Him all the time. So if this comes in, I've got to get rid of that. I got to come bring it back, make sure it's only gone. I got to keep my eyes on the prize, eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Seek ye first His kingdom, and all these things shall be added. All of the things of this world shall be added. We need to seek God as we've never sought Him before. We need to have that joy. The Lord is our strength. The peace of God that passes all understanding is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Without that strength, you cannot make it. You need to be alive in God. I've seen people so bound up with problems. I pray for a lot of people. They don't even know I'm praying for them right now. But if they don't know what's, pretty soon they're going to be on their own. And if they don't get straightened out, they're going to be in trouble. We got to walk in correct alignment with God. When I'm a child, I thought it sounded like a child. But when I become a man, God says, it's time to wake up, my people. It's time to take the cross. He says, take up your cross daily. That cross becomes a forsaken sin. Allow the Lord to move through us. Be not walking the carnal ways of this world, but have our eyes fashioned on the things that are heavenly. The prize is too big, and the judgment is too terrible. Judgment is going to come. Judgment is coming to the world, the church, the churches. Those who are not living godly shall be visited by, and they'll know then. It takes the Spirit. The Spirit's the only thing that'll be able to come against the principalities, the things of destruction. This world is shaping up to be a basket case. Things don't change like the sun. All these things can bring great changes this earth real fast. And we as God's people need to be aware that God's here to help us. He's the only source. He's our help for all people. You pray for Buddha, it don't help you. For all the other gods, there's no help. And you get Satan to laugh at you. Your help, what you need to seek is the Lord. He is the Almighty God that made this whole. He made you and me and all. It's His world, not our world. And we need to seek that one that made us. Because the Bible says, how terrible to fall in the hands of an angry God. Judgment is coming. We need to be prepared out there. I pray this day that everyone be ready because He's coming soon. And we need to be prepared. That's the Spirit of God. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Bless you.
Amen. I really enjoyed this message. It was wonderful. You know, you might have heard a scripture. I know when I first met Brother Freedom, I heard some scriptures come out of his mouth that my pastor never said. I had to go look them up. If you've heard a scripture that you're not familiar with, go to our front page and you'll find a link there where you can see many of the scriptures that Brother Freedom quotes, and you'll be blessed to look it up. God bless you and thanks for joining us. Amen.